Large parts of Syria have plunged into darkness after a huge blast targeted the main gas pipeline feeding electricity stations south of the country. The explosion caused massive but partial power outages in all Syrian governorates. The electricity ministry says technicians and workers are trying to fix the problem. Meanwhile, in the capital, Damascus, mortar shells fired by foreign-backed insurgents killed at least two civilians. In another attack, a booby-trapped car went off near an army checkpoint at the entrance of the Dumad residential area in Damascus. The sound of an explosion was also heard near the main church in that area. Well, to get the latest on that situation in Syria, we're now joined by Muhammad Ali, Press TV's correspondent, who is joining us live now from Damascus. Now, Muhammad, what more can you tell us about this blackout that many areas in Syria are experiencing?
Yes, so what we know is that foreign-backed militants targeted a main gas pipeline that feeds some of the electricity generation and generating stations in the area south of Damascus, and this led to an electricity cut and shortages in nearly all of the Syrian cities and governorates. What we know is that this was also confirmed by the Minister of Electricity here, Imad Khamis. He also pointed out that electricity workers have started work in order to restore back the electricity power. What we also have to note, too, is that areas and cities like Hama and parts of Damascus, the electricity is back again. Places and neighborhoods in Damascus like Farsusse, Al-Malki, and Baramke, over there, the electricity is back. And this confirms, of course, that it is true that electricity workers continue to repair the damages over there. The explosion happened in an area several kilometers far from Damascus International Airport in the southern countryside of Damascus. According to the information we're getting, which are still not confirmed, however, is that an armed group and battalion, actually, called Jaish al-Islam, the Islamic Army, is behind this explosion. However, this was not the only attack in Damascus. Also, we have to note that there is a car bomb attack that targeted an army checkpoint in Mashru' Dumar area in Damascus over here. This is a checkpoint where the traffic is heavy over there because people were coming back home at about 9 p.m. when the explosion happened. We still don't know how many people were killed over there. However, Liwa Saif al-Sham armed group claimed responsibility for the attack over there. It is expected that there are civilians injured because, as I told you, there is heavy traffic over there. There could be some of the army personnel injured. There are no confirmed information. And finally, there were some mortar shell attacks in Damascus and in Aleppo that led to the killing of 10 civilians today.
Okay, Muhammad, thanks very much for that.